Hi guys, it's Josh Bartlett here from joshbartlettblog.com. I'm just going to do a real quick audio bill podcast today to talk to you about article marketing and outsourcing article writing. There's been a lot of talk recently about outsourcing article marketing in the groups of people that I speak to regularly. A lot of people are looking to outsource their article marketing. They know that by uploading articles to a lot of the article directories, it can bring in streams of traffic to their websites and products, which is really beneficial. Now, obviously, it takes time, so a lot of people have started talking about outsourcing the article writing aspect so that they can find some quality people who will write the articles for them. Now, obviously, a lot of people do this. This isn't anything new, but I just wanted to give you my main tips for what to look out for and what to do when you outsource article marketing in particular. Now, first of all, you can obviously go to a huge range of different websites online to find freelancers who will write articles for you. The two big ones that I would suggest are getafreelancer.com. That's getafreelancer.com. That website is a very good website. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of freelancers registered on there. So if you post a project, detail exactly what you want, i.e. how many articles, what you want them to be about, the kind of quality, the kind of word count, that kind of thing, you're going to get a lot of quotes from people there. They're going to, you know, apply for that position of writing those articles for you, however many it may be, very quickly. You're going to get some really low prices as well. You know, you're talking sort of $5, maybe under $5 per article for something that's quite good quality. Whilst all of that's a real benefit with something like Get a Freelancer, you can get some real fast people on the case and get some really low pricing. They don't necessarily represent the best bunch of people to write articles for you. A lot of the time you find a lot of people there where English is their second language. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but if you want articles written in English language, you want to make sure that they're written in good English and they make a lot of sense to people who are reading them. Otherwise, it's going to stand out like a sore thumb. So that isn't necessarily the best place to go. Now, of course, there will be some people who've got excellent grasp of English at getafreelancer.com. I'm just giving you a generalization of the kind of responses and where they'll come from. Now, if you want something a little higher quality, there's obviously elance.com. You will pay slightly more. You may have to wait slightly longer to find people to actually write the articles. It's a little bit of a longer process, and you may pay, you know, a couple of dollars or quite a few dollars more. That being said, you know, you don't want to scrimp here. You don't want to cut quality just to save a few dollars here and there. If you're getting a few done at a time, it really doesn't make much difference to your budget. You're talking a couple of dollars here and there, and high quality articles written by people that know what they're talking about, that know how to engage a reader, which is the most important thing, is a lot more likely to actually drive traffic to your site and grab the attention of the reader so they're interested in you and who you are. At the end of the day, it could be their first impression about you, and it's going to have your name or link at the bottom. You do not want it to be something that's lower than high quality, so it may be worth looking at something like Elance. Now, my next tip here is you can also look at the work at home forums that are on the internet. If you go and have a look at some of these work at home forums on the internet, there's quite a few of them. You can find people who are great at writing. They really are brilliant, maybe, you know, stay at home mums, etc. But they're really dying, especially in the economy at the moment, for an opportunity to make a little bit of money. If you can find some people like that, it takes a little bit more work to find them, but you'll find some real gems who will work with you long term, that will really work hard to please you. And that's my sort of secret tip for when I find some really good people for my team. If I'm finding freelancers, a lot of the time I'll look in these work at home forums, find people that are in those forums related to what I'm looking for, and use them. Now, finally, every article you get, you want to be checking with Copyscape. Go to copyscape.com. It is a massive database of text online, and it will let you, for a couple of dollars, paste your text into Copyscape and check it is 100% original. You need to be doing that. Spot check every bit of work that you've done and tell people ahead of time you will be spot checking it. So there's my advice for article marketing outsourcing.